The dance step sounds like this. Don't do it yet. A one, two, three, four. We're gonna put a little music on, and we're gonna see if we can make this happen, okay? Ready? You'll have a partner in a minute. Bend your elbow a little bit, because you gotta get a little closer. Hand. Okay, do we have music? You find something? Amadeus, hit it.
Hello?
David?
Zach?
I just sent you a picture via email. What do you see when you see that picture?
It's a picture of you and me standing in front of a brick wall in my mom's living room, and we're both wearing faded jeans and white t-shirts that are, I'm pretty sure they're tucked in. Yeah, we were, I do recall that was like 50s night at Joe Cornell.
Right. So we're about to go in like, kind of like sock hop style theme night at dance class.
We were really young at like 12 years old. We looked like very young people.
I'm like years away from facial hair.
For sure.
Did I tell you what I've been doing?
What's that?
I actually am following two kids who actually live in our old neighborhood. I'm following them through Joe Cornell.
I feel like it would be almost more awkward to be an observer than to be the kid, because I don't think we even knew how awkward we were at that point. Were we self-aware?
Do you hear me? Do you copy? Sorry, I've been sitting in school all day.
Yeah, but you gotta stop.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Hi, I'm Dylan. I am 10. I'm actually going to be 11 in November.
I'm Ryan. I'm 11, turning 12 in 3 months.
We're at my house.
And we're eating pigs in a blanket, but fancy pigs in a blanket.
Parmesan pastry pups, Dylan. Get it right.
Bon appetit.
Yes, bon appetit. Let's eat.
Thank you, Mr. Gary Goodman. And we're really hot.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Joe Cornell in a couple minutes. We're going to see what it's all about because it's the first time.
So what do you think the point of Joe Cornell is?
So you can kind of get the feel of what bar and bat mitzvahs are going to be like. And you're not totally lost when you get there.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Yoni. So what do you remember about Joe Cornell?
the most awkward phase of my life, I would say.
Why was it so awkward?
We were 12 and forced to touch girls before we were ready, while performing a box step.
Bye. Bye, Mom.
Bye. Yeah. Have a great time.
Guys, put it, palm up. Girls, show them your ring. Show them your ring. Right hand, show them your ring. Uh-huh. Say, look at my ring. Look at my ring. Boys, take her knuckles and really examine her ring. That's the right dance position. So put your thumb right on top, take a look. Oh yeah, see? Then drop it down real low. That's the dance position, okay? We're getting there, and this is just dance position. Okay, ready?
Do you remember like being comfortable in that setting?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you were just having a good time?
Hell yeah, I mean, I don't know, we were just dancing, you know, looking like absolute putzes.
Sixth grade. What were you like in sixth grade?
2.5 feet tall with buck teeth and a huge forehead. What else did I have? I had that, the loud, you know, very immature, you know, young voice, which I still have today. I never really woke up with a new one. Bummer, but what the hell?
Oh, your mom was picking us up?
Hi.
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 What did you guys do? Did you...
We danced.
We actually learned a new dance, like I hope to. The box step.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And what's the box step?
You take a step forward.
Just exactly
what's up. Step to the right, and then step backward, and then step to the left.
Well, boys do, girls don't. 5, 6,
box step, go. Oh, wait. I'm messing this up. Okay, I'm ready.
Mary, you're good. You look like you'd rather be dead than doing this.
Seriously, I remember because your bar mitzvah was the first bar mitzvah out of any of us.
Right.
I remember just getting lost in dancing and just getting like lost in the fun of the night and the fun of like loud music and like a group of people moving together, and I had like never felt it before.
Well, I'm glad somebody enjoyed it. I was just a nervous wreck the entire time. I couldn't even enjoy my own bar mitzvah. It was terrible.
Why do you think that was?
I was just nervous about everything.
What would you have been nervous about, you think?
You know, just like how to act around people and like, you know, I just being the center of attention was like really, you know, I didn't really relish that.
Yeah.
In the first week, I was actually really nervous. I didn't really want to touch the girls.
Oh, this is weird. Would you like to dance?
Take his hand.
But then, soon after that, I kind of got used to it.
I mean, when I think about my own sexual development, I didn't kiss somebody till I was 15, and maybe I was ready to a little bit before that, but not much. But 3 years earlier to that experience, we were sort of put in this artificial environment and forced to become not sexually intimate, but somewhat physically intimate with girls. Just before I personally felt ready, I was terrified.
You know what you just reminded me of? One of the first bar mitzvahs I went to, I remember it was for Ryan Cass. I remember this kid got a hand job like in the bathroom at a bar mitzvah.
Oh my God.
And, you know, 12 years old, I was so far away from wanting a hand job, from knowing what a hand job was. Just that was like so scary just to learn that someone our age was doing that. Like, was I supposed to be doing that? Because I definitely wasn't.
With all like the girlfriend boyfriend situation, I think it's sort of awkward because like you can't really date. Like, you don't have cars. We don't have cars. You don't have money. Most of us cannot walk to a restaurant or anything like that. Boys and girls can't really meet up places. I mean, like, I wouldn't really date until I had a car. Yeah, because then I could actually do stuff. And I think it's just sort of weird that dating is considered, like, hanging out in school for kids our age. I find it sort of funny.
Girls, you take your left hand, put it up on his shoulder. And that opens the door. Boys, you get to take your right hand and put it all the way around on her back.
Here?
What's that called? Scapula.
I'm scared.
You got a scapula? Scapula.
Jack, this is the end. Yes.
Okay, so scapula, that's the chicken wings sticking out her back.
I felt watching class at Joe Cornell, it was all about, you know, preparing the boys to dance with the girls and the girls to dance with the boys. I was wondering, like, what if you're a boy who wants to dance with a boy? Or what if you're a girl that wants to dance with a girl?
Like, I don't really know how that would work. Like, a boy slow dancing with a boy or a girl slow dancing with a girl like that. Like, I don't really know anyone like that. I mean, I do, but not like my age. I think they're just teaching in general, so they're just teaching what generally people would be doing, a boy dancing with a girl. And because even if, like, a boy wants to date a boy or a girl wants to date a girl, a boy could still dance with a girl. Like, if I have a girl cousin who I'm just talking to, I could dance with her. Like, that's not, like, it's just like dancing with a friend.
It's just casual. It's not, real, and
yeah,
it's not your
like love stuff,
right?
So knowing that you were likely going to be put into this room and instructed to dance with girls, how did that make you feel going into it?
I mean, in my brain, I still kind of thought, like, oh, my God, if I, like, put on the biggest, like, happy face and, like, was really excited to dance with girls, people would maybe still think I was straight. So,
So I definitely remember, like, trying to overcompensate, even though I realized that, like, you know, it was great that I didn't have to, like, rub myself against anyone. You could do those, like, long, outstretched, like, arm dances where, like, there's, like, enough space for, like, God in between you two. So I definitely remember thinking I would rather have danced with, like, my, like, fellow male students and or the dance instructors.
I know I asked you before, but why do you think you were there tonight? What's the point of this all?
As it may be uncomfortable, it's still teaching us. Like, we're going to need the skill in our adulthood if we are going to have a wife.
Like, they're teaching us, like, pretty much how to ask a girl out. Like, my mom met my dad. She hadn't known him until that one day, and then she's like, oh my God, I need to meet this guy. So, like, if we see a random person who we think is like, cool, we have to know how to walk up to someone and ask them to dance if we've never met them. That's sort of what we're doing.
But I'd been forgotten, I Joe. I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, cutting I Joe?
So it'd be front, front, back, back, front, back, inside, outside. Then you walk it to the right. You walk it to the left. Oh no, okay. Tap, tap, forward, back, tap, okay. Forward, tap, forward, twice. Yeah. Tap, back.